Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're continuing with a couple things here. I'm gonna continue with this Hunter Biden, remember the deception, remember what they did thing here in just a second. But as we've been doing all night long, if you missed any of this, you have to go download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. In every segment, well, after the first couple, in every segment, as a Kelly, we're going down the list of top 10 Irish foods because it is obviously St. Patrick's Day. We just did number 5. So without further ado, drum roll, please. Number 4. Egg rolls. Have you ever looked at Ireland? That looked familiar to you at all? Kind of shaped like an egg roll, isn't it? Why do you think that is? I realize everyone's going to say, oh no, that's Chinese food. Actually, false. Began in Ireland, stolen by the Chinese. Freaking communists. All right, moving on. We went over the Hunter Biden stuff, and of course, you know, they've been lying. They've always been lying.
President Biden, do you still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian disinformation and a smear campaign, like you said?
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony, I tell you. Thank you. Thank you. I promise you, my Justice Department will be totally on its own making its judgments about how they should proceed. Thank you.
At least he didn't call him a wise guy. That was Peter Doocy from today after the New York Times comes out way too late and confirms everything that was on it. But don't forget, remember, we were talking earlier in the show about how social media, if you're not on there, don't get on there. I'm not encouraging anyone to get on social media, all right? But there is this way of thinking where people will say things like, social media doesn't matter. That's not true. You cannot want it to matter. Social media matters a lot. Why? Because the people who run the world think it matters. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, the foreign dictators, terrorist organizations, Israel's freaking intelligence organization has one of the best Twitter accounts on there. The people who run the world, governments, CEOs, they think it matters. Therefore, it matters. And the New York Post, a major, well-established publication. They're the ones who broke the Hunter Biden laptop story. It's not like I broke it here on the Jesse Kelly Show in between fart sounds. No, no, this came from the New York Post. Well-established, credible. What was the response? I mean, we have a guy who wants to be president of the United States of America. We just found out his son, on top of all the... extracurricular activities? Is that fair? Extracurricular activities? We'll call it that. On top of all of those, he has some really, really shady business dealings with some very, very shady people in very, very shady countries. And instead of the media pouncing on that, how much did they protect Joe Biden? Well, on top of this,
the origins of right-wing media's latest obsession with Hunter Biden. Yeah, we are going there.
The New York Post story that dropped like a bomb last week, seemingly implicating Hunter and Joe Biden, continues to wither under scrutiny, not really dropping like a bomb.
Hunter Biden isn't running for president. That argument has been debunked.
Mike, what are they pushing? Emails reported by the New York Post that we can't authenticate.
Never really explained to a general audience what those unsubstantiated charges were all about.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't.
A very well focused on Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and the potential disinformation that is filtrating.
He again brought up unverified accusations about Hunter Biden's financial dealings.
It's much better for Twitter to let people read the New York Post article.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. But instead, what happened was not only did the New York Post get their account banned on Twitter, they eventually had to bring it back. Anyone who tried to share the story got blocked. You couldn't share the story. So the American media and America's social media were so adamant that you not see the reality of Hunter Biden's laptop they actually had to get programmers in there to create new code which prevented you from sharing it on Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. How do we overcome that? How do we overcome that level of corruption with the people who run the country? And I'll tell you, I don't know that I have an answer for that. I don't know how we overcome that because it's everywhere. Remember, every part of the system went in on this. Shoot, half the Republicans were in on it. Every Democrat, all the American media, Hollywood, you name it. Everybody got in on the cover-up. Everyone did. How do we accomplish defeating something like that? And there's something else that's happened. I want to bring this up because I do think it is important. Jussie Smollett. You know the whole Jussie Smollett thing. We've laughed about this endlessly, and we'll continue to do that. The guy who faked a hate crime on himself in Chicago. We all know. Said it was MAGA supporters. Said they poured bleach on him. He tied a noose around his neck. He went all in, right? Okay, so it ended up being a bunch of garbage. Remember, initially they tried to drop all the charges and let him go. Then it looked too bad. They got shamed into he had to go to trial. He, of course, got convicted because everyone could see he was convicted. And then he gets sent to jail, sentenced to jail, 150 days. Well, the Black Lives Matter co-founder and admitted Marxist, Patrice Cullors, had this to say.
Cullors here. I'm just logging in because I'm in Chicago and was able to see Jussie today. And he's strong, but what's happening inside is just, it's just unacceptable. We just need folks to keep tagging Free Jussie, keep posting. We need folks to call the jails and check up on him, but also say that you think he should be freed.
Yeah, he is freed. They let him out. They let the guy out who lied, committed a crime. They let him out. Now, what's this have to do with what I'm talking about? What's this have to do with Hunter Biden or inflation or anything else? Hear me out here. And hear me out. Let me just walk with me for a moment. Have you looked into violent things, violent uprisings that have happened in history? Whether it be here in America or overseas, whether it be gigantic civil wars or small uprisings. Have you ever looked into them? You know what? A great example here. Let's stay here in America. The Watts riots. You know anything about the Watts riots? Took place out in LA back in the day. The Watts riots were really bad. Really bad. Really violent. You ever interview anyone or see an interview with somebody who was involved and was rioting in the Watts riots? I was. It's shocking what they all say to a man. You can believe or not believe them. That's fine. It doesn't matter whether or not you believe them. What they all say to a man, to a woman, is this. They felt like they couldn't get justice anymore. They felt like there was two different justice systems. One for everyone else and one for them. And eventually, that boiled over into violence. I am telling you right now, this stuff where the American media crushes you at every turn and campaigns for them at every turn, the stuff where the FBI, they still have, gosh, wanted posters out there for January 6th people, yet they're not even investigating Black Lives Matter. This stuff that has happened over and over and over again in this country, Jussie Smollett is allowed to commit a felony, snap of his fingers, he's out on bail, while nonviolent January 6th protesters are committing suicide over their lives being lost, not convicted of anything at all. This kind of stuff is going to lead to violence if somebody doesn't step in and fix it, because you now have a huge percentage of this country that believes there is no justice to be had. And that, if you look at any society in history, is a powder keg waiting to blow. Whether it's real or imagined, pick your society, pick your thing. If a large enough percentage of the population believes justice through traditional means is outside of their reach, they will seek out non-traditional means. I promise you that. I know it, not because I'm smart, because I read history books and I see what happens, and it's human nature. Right now, the system thinks it's winning because they've sealed off justice from being done for anyone on the right. They're not winning. They're guaranteeing a response. And I want it to change before that happens. I want it to stop. I want real reforms. I'm not done on this. I actually have another example of this in just a second. Obviously, we haven't dwelled a lot on inflation tonight because it's freaking depressing, right? It's terrible. Well, it's still there. Remember, the Feds hiked rates yesterday, and they're going to hike them 6 more times this year. Please get some gold in your physical possession. Oxford Gold Group, they make it completely cake. They mail real physical gold to your home. That's it. You just handle it over the phone, and soon you have physical gold delivered to your home. I don't know how low the dollar is going to get. I don't know. You don't know. No one knows at this point in time. But we know it's not near done devaluing yet. Don't you think some precious metals they can't destroy would be a good thing to have in the portfolio? Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell Oxford Jesse told you to call. They will take good care of you. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group. For gold, you can hold.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, continuing our tradition of Irish music all night long on a St. Paddy's Day. Look, I have another example of it being dangerous when justice is unavailable. It being very dangerous. I have a little ham-fisted example I'm about to give you. But first, obviously, we've been going down the list all night long. As a Kelly, I've been giving you my list of the top 10 Irish foods, one per segment all night long. We just did number 4. It is time, without further ado, drum roll please, for number 3. The cheeseburger. A lot of people don't know this. What do you call the piece of meat on a cheeseburger? A patty, right? Well, obviously, Robert Paddington of Ireland is the one who came up with the cheeseburger. Everyone thinks this is some American thing. It's as Irish as apple pie. The cheeseburger, the number 3 Irish food. Go and enjoy one tonight. Now, back to what we were talking about, because I was talking about Hunter Biden's laptop and how they cover for the left. They always cover for the left. I was talking about Jesse Smollett gets sprung out of jail while the January 6th protesters are stuck in jail forever. Incident after incident after incident after incident, you see the Justice Department in the country from the federal level on down lining up against the right. The FBI, they still have wanted posters out for grandma who sauntered into the Capitol. They admitted they're not even looking into Antifa or Black Lives Matter. That's a weaponized justice system against you. And I'm telling you, it's creating a dangerous situation in this country. And here's what I mean. Let's say I come home. I get off work tonight. Get done doing the show. Remember, my TV show's on the First TV, 9 p.m. Eastern every night. So as soon as this is done, First TV. And I get home, and I walk in tonight, and I see my wife has a black eye. I say, okay, what happened? Did the youngest son break your nose again? I haven't told that story in a while, haven't I, Chris? Oh, okay, hold on. I'll tell you that story in a second. Back to my story. Did my youngest son break your nose again? And she says, no, I was in line at the gas station getting myself some pork rinds or whatever. And some guy turned around and just socked me right in the face. Now, what would I do in that situation? Obviously, I want to just go murder somebody. But I understand that if I do that, then I'm going to go to prison and my kids aren't going to have a father. Wife's not going to have a husband. Life's going to be a disaster, so on and so forth. So what will I do in that situation? I don't know who he is either. I pick up the phone and I call the police department. Hey, Houston police, wife just got socked in the face. Here's where it happened, when it happened. This is the description. And let's say they go, yeah, right. Okay, well, we don't care. don't call us again and hang up the phone. Okay, that's once. Obviously maddening, frustrating. Not sure where I'd go from there. But let's say that becomes a common theme. People keep getting robbed and assaulted in my area. And every single time, the people of that area, remember, I live around just normal people. They're mostly Republicans, just normal people. Let's say every time they call the cops, they get ignored or laughed at. Nothing ever happens. Let's say this continues for a while. Let's give it a year, maybe two. And then a couple years from now, I come home, get done doing the radio show, TV show, walk in the door. Wife's sitting there with another black eye. I say, "What happened?" She says, "I was in the gas station buying some pork rinds. Guy turned around, socked me in the face." Well, Jesse's not calling the cops. Jesse's going to go handle that his own way. Why? Because that's what I always wanted? No, because you have cut me off from the normal avenues of justice that I can seek. And you see, justice is one of those things. In the end, people demand it. And so now I'm going to go create my own. I bring this up because, for better or worse, disagree with it or agree with it, it doesn't matter. There is a feeling on the right in this country that the justice system, the media, the education system, politics, every part of our society is against them, lined up against them. And there is a feeling that you can't get justice anymore if you're on the right. You never get an honest bit of justice. And there's a stronger feeling that if you're on the left, they'll cover up for you at all times. And how could people not have that feeling?
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden.
There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there is no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked, lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. And every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
Every single media outlet, and they did. On top of that, we have former Director of Intelligence James Clapper going on TV and saying it's crazy. And all this is while we had not only the laptop that did get authenticated, we had an eyewitness, Tony Bobulinski, going on TV talking about it.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. Everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman.
We not only had the laptop, we had an eyewitness. There is a feeling that you can't get justice anymore and that they don't get justice either. And that's a dangerous place to be. All right, on with our top 10 Irish foods list. I'll finally get to some emails. All that's coming next.
All of his money, and it was pretty.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did I not say Irish music, Chris? I understand it's a copy of an Irish song. I don't think it quite had the Irish ring to it. Do you, Chris? Yeah, Lee. All right. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now for you new listeners. They don't have to be political. They can be. That's fine. It can be about anything. Ask me anything. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We take the whole 3 hours and we just answer your questions on the show. Before I continue on with everything, I have to get to emails. We're doing a top 10 list. As a Kelly, I've been doing one per segment, top 10 Irish foods. We've already done 10 through 3. Without further ado, drum roll, please. What is number 2? Nachos. You ask the average American today, they will tell you nachos are Mexican food. Absolutely false. Not only did nachos get created in Ireland in the year 1893, it was actually Northern Ireland where they were created. They're actually huge on tortilla chips up there. Northern Ireland. How about that? Number 2 Irish food, nachos. And I can't help it. I'm going to play it again because I love it so much. This is a clip from a local news organization that happened 16 years ago in a black neighborhood in Mobile, Alabama.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah! Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
What else? Look, hey, what else are we going to do? There's nothing else to talk about now that Nancy Pelosi and Bono have already won the war for Ukraine.
What you saw yesterday was history. Later at the lunch, just maybe you might want to watch, I'm going to be reading a poem written by Bono about Ukraine, which you might find interesting.
Chris, if you wouldn't mind, I believe you have a little bit. Would you play that Ukraine poem for us that won the war?
Oh, St. Patrick, he drove out the snakes with his prayers, but that's not all it takes. But the smoke symbolizes an evil that arises and hides in your heart as it breaks. And the evil from the darkness that lives in some men, but in sorrow and fear, that's when saints can appear. To drive out those old snakes once again. And they struggle for us to be free from the psycho in this human family.
Oh gosh, it's so bad. All right, I haven't gotten to a single email, I don't think, tonight. Unless you count the apology I had to give out at the beginning of the show. What, Chris? If you miss any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Jesse, as the U.S. approves $1 billion in support of Ukraine, it seems that the Ukrainian conflict is becoming just the latest in proxy wars between Cold War adversaries. Am I wrong? Look, let me tell you something right now. Don't ever, ever, ever feel like you have some obligation to feel the same way about a news story that everyone else feels about a news story. What's happening in Ukraine right now, frankly, should be giving you very mixed emotions about a lot of things. A lot of things. It's bizarre how invested every media organization, left and right, has become with Ukraine, Russia, at a time when inflation and gas prices are slaughtering regular Americans. It's bizarre. It's bizarre that Ukraine's leader, Zelensky, who in my opinion has acquitted himself very well, but it's bizarre how he's like a saint now or a god. It's odd. It's bizarre how people talk about Putin, who I admit is a world-class scumbag, as if he's Hitler. Stop using Hitler's name. Go look at Hitler's resume. It's just a little bit worse than Vladimir Putin's, okay? Let's be frank about this. Everyone you don't like isn't Hitler. Every world leader killing people isn't Hitler. He lined up 6 million people and gassed them to death on purpose. Call me when Vladimir Putin gets to a fraction of that, okay? He can be a really bad guy without Hitler. And as an American, it's a perfectly reasonable position for your heart to be bleeding for regular Ukrainians, mothers and kids who are being killed and they're hurting and having their lives torn upside down, while also not feeling great that when Americans are hurting, they're sending $1 billion worth of gear to Ukraine. Those are reasonable positions to have. And I'm not even saying you have to agree with my positions. My goodness, have your own take on it. But whatever you do, have a different take than the one that's being force-fed to you every day. I swear it honestly, it feels like coronavirus all over again.
We have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
That could mean a return of mandatory masking, especially in areas of high transmission.
Yeah. Don't you remember coronavirus? Stay home to 15 days to slow the spread. Oh, I remember very well. All right, shoot, I'm behind on the emails. Jesse, I wrote you yesterday about the cost of chicken feed rising from $12 pre-COVID to $17. Went to the feed store today and it's now $18. Your community college education will tell you that's a 50% increase. And the profit margin is thin on eggs. No way I can add 50% to what I charge. Gonna have to eat most of that or quit the eggs business. Thanks. Question. Chris, you people eat chicken, right? You people eat chicken? Do you people raise chickens at all? Are there any Jews who raise chickens? Do you know anyone who does? I don't know. Well, I'm asking this for a reason, because we need to lean on someone. I think I know a couple people who raise chickens. Hear me out here. Hear me out. Should we maybe buy some chickens? No, here, look, what? No, I don't want to scoop out the pen, Chris. That's what I have kids for. I have two sons. They're 11 and 13. You have sons, so they do all the jobs you don't want to do. What else is the point of parenting? But in all seriousness, should we be buying some chickens? I mean, how long can you eat when you own some chickens? A long time, right? I mean, they poop out eggs every day or whatever they do with it, but they're eggs. I love eggs. Eggs are hugely nutritious. I really don't want to clean out the cage, though, for sure. But yeah, look, we'll get the kids to do that. I think it might be time to buy some chickens. Not to sell, to eat. I'm an egg freak. Look, my kids are egg freaks. It's not uncommon for the Kelly family to go through a dozen eggs in a day. It's not. Oh, these kids are monsters. You can't even imagine. My oldest eats 4 or 5 in a sitting now. Daggone pigs, I'm cutting them off. They're cut off. From now on, the eggs in the house are for me. All right, I'm going to try to get to some headlines. I fell way behind on the emails. Plus, number one on the Irish foods list is coming up. I'm excited. I know you are too. Hang on 1 second on the Jesse Kelly Show.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show before Ask Dr. Jesse. Friday officially begins, Chris. What are my plans for the evening? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Actually, no one asked. I'm telling you my plans anyway. I am going to go home. I'm going to snatch up the wife, a couple friends. We are going to head to a very, very, very classy dive bar where we are going to sip on some beer and eat chicken wings and watch March Madness. You might say, I'm about to have an American night, baby, on St. Patty's Day. I realize, actually, now that that didn't come out as well as I had wanted that to. But look, hey, look, the truth is, we should all be celebrating. We have a new St. Patty now.
Ireland's sorrow and pain is now the Ukraine, and St. Patrick's name is now Zelensky.
Gosh, I can't. Oh, gosh. All right, without further ado, we've been doing the top 10 Irish foods all night long. I'm not going to recap the first 9 for you. Just know that you have to download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We tried to do one a segment, started about halfway through the first hour. What is the number one Irish food? Drum roll, please. Pizza. Italians have, for the longest time, falsely claimed that pizza was invented in Italy, or they'll say, no, it wasn't invented by an Italian in Chicago. That's actually not true. It was invented in Ireland in the year 1492. They spent centuries perfecting it, and then those dirty Italians came over and stole the idea. Number one Irish food, pizza. Would highly recommend you go get yourself a pizza tonight in support of St. Patrick, who is also Zelensky.
Ireland's sorrow and pain is now the Ukraine, and St. Patrick's name is now Zelensky.
All right, before I forget, also, you spend a third of your life in bed, one third. Make sure you're sleeping in Giza dream sheets. Look, I like that you email me and tell me, Jesse, I didn't believe you. They're amazing. They're amazing. Jesse, you were right. Trust me on this. Ask around. Ask a friend who's bought them. You don't even have to take my word for it. Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow are the greatest freaking things ever. And they have them right now for sale for their lowest price ever. They're 60% off. 60. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and you can get Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. That's amazing. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or maybe you're driving, just call 800-845-0544. Let's once again remember the person at the beginning of the show who wanted me to apologize because they're a big fan of Phil Murphy. They wanted me to apologize for playing this.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
How you doing?
Such a... You're having with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
Are you a little too drunk?
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on?
You can go yourself. How's that?
Well, you don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask?
Because there ain't nothing...
I like your Trump.
You're
right.
Guess who Trump likes?
Yourself. How's that?
Well, I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing.
I like your Trump.
How's that?
Well, I don't need a mask. All right. I think that sound messed up, fellas. We forgot. We missed them saying thank you at the end. Fix our jersey, girls. All right. Without further ado.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Rand Paul blasts Republicans who voted to impeach Trump but against firing Fauci. These were the senators: Richard Burr of North Carolina, Susan Collins of Maine, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney, surprise, surprise, of Utah, and Jerry Moran of Kansas. Of course, these guys would still be all aboard the Fauci train long after he's been disproven. We have a long way to go to continue to clean out the Republican Party. The Republican Party is not on our side. At best, they're useless and spineless. At worst, they're flat out on the other side. House Democrats block energy independence bill. The GOP energy expert slams the move as unconscionable. Again, I don't want to just bash on Republicans, but I can't help but think about Obamacare. Remember Obamacare? Do you remember how many times Republicans voted to repeal Obamacare while Barack Obama was president? I believe the number was 7 Of course, Obama vetoed all of those things, as expected. And then Donald Trump took over as president, and they promptly couldn't pass an Obamacare veto. You're going to have to forgive me if all these Republican bills fall on deaf ears with me until I see them put their money where their mouth is and get one actually passed. Headline, Trump reminds Americans Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the Moscow mayor's wife. The truth is the Biden family, they're not only entrenched in Ukraine, they're very entrenched in Russia, and you, an American, have every right to ask just how compromised is your president and his family, especially as we deal with serious world affairs. California City seriously considers declaring Chick-fil-A a public nuisance. Isn't it odd how one fast food company that happens to be run by Christians has had to endure an endless assault from the left in this country? Need I remind you, let's finish St. Patrick's Day on a sunny note here. Need I remind you that one of the first things the communists do is they kill the Christians. In the Soviet Union, they would actually take the pastors, priests, and they would crucify them. Sometimes they'd crucify them on the church doors. Sometimes they'd crucify them on the altar. They would actually do worse to the nuns. I'll go ahead and spare you the gory details there. The same thing happened in Spain when the communists were fighting Franco there. Over and over and over and over again, communism has constantly declared war on Christianity and has murdered as many of them as humanly possible. Maybe it's time to ask yourself why. Headline, Gavin Newsom opposes Republican bid to pause a sky-high gas tax because it would, quote, help petro dictators and oil companies. I feel so bad. We have so many people. I have so many friends in California. We have so many listeners in California. And those poor people, they just have no escape. It's just a relentless assault on them. All right. If you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in. Get them emailed in now. I promise they don't get lost. Ask me anything. Email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. That's Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We're going to have a ton of fun. We're going to spend the whole show listening, well, to me. What's more fun than that? What, Chris? Have a happy St. Patrick's Day. That's all.